This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was wrong, folks. I was wrong. I'm coming in here this morning and admitting I was wrong yesterday on the Social Security tax. You're going to have to give me some leeway here. That was the first time I'd ever heard the idea. I was in the middle of talking about these tax cuts Gianforte signed. I went home last night and I thought about it. And here's kind of what my thought process was. It's a good argument to cut taxes. I agree. The argument is a strong argument. Hey, this is Social Security. This is money we paid into Social Security. Now we're getting it back. There's no reason to pay state income tax on it. And I was thinking, you know, any argument to cut taxes is a good argument. And I reacted the way I did for a number of reasons. And I'll ask you to give me a little bit of grace here and I'll explain why. But there's lots of arguments to cut taxes. There's lots of different people who could have strong sort of emotional arguments to cut taxes. And let's everybody should make their argument on why their income should not be taxed and Social Security income. That's a strong argument, and I agree. And I changed my mind. I changed my mind last night. I now support getting rid of state income taxes on Social Security distributions. And look, the state of Montana still has a couple billion dollars here in extra surplus. We absolutely have the funds to do this, so I support it. So I was wrong. I made a mistake. All you folks out there were talking about that issue were right. And, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I was wrong, and I thought about this and changed my mind, and that was my thought process. Now, if you'll give me a little bit of leeway here and try to understand where I was coming from, which is, first of all, the whole point of the conversation yesterday was to kind of celebrate these billions of dollars in tax rebates and tax cuts that Gianforte just signed. And so I'm here on the radio talking about how great it is that the Republican legislature in Helena passed these massive tax cuts for all Montanans, every Montanan, including Montanans receiving Social Security. And then people wanted to call in and say, hey, they should have done this or that we should cut taxes on this. And it, I guess my thought was, can't we just be happy that we got big tax cuts, $3,500 per couple, up to $3,500 coming back to you per couple, plus all of the other permanent tax relief and other sort of business tax relief and all this other stuff. And so I hadn't ever heard of the idea. Frankly, it's like it was not something that I ever spent any time thinking about. So I'm here live on the radio trying to celebrate the state passing massive tax cuts for everybody. And then people started calling in and asking for this. And my initial reaction was, well, I just wanted to celebrate what was going on in Helena. And so that was my reaction. I'll say this again during the 8 o'clock hour, but wanted to get that off my chest right away this morning. You all were right about that. Let's get rid of Montana taxes on Social Security. Please call in 406-294-0970. Give me your thoughts on that. Please call in. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Here is your Montana news. A police officer who was wounded in a Great Falls shooting last week has been identified. KMON Radio reports that Tanner Lee is a four-year veteran of the GFPD, recovering from gunshots to the arm and into his bulletproof vest. The incident occurred March 7th when Lee tried to pull over a vehicle on a traffic stop. The two occupants fled on foot. Lee pursued the driver, Jacob Bradley, who shot the officer. Bradley was later shot in the head by another officer. The female passenger, Nikki Snell, was arrested for illegal gun possession and drug charges involving meth. Bradley was out on probation while Snell served time for prior felonies. Bradley is still in the hospital. Officer Lee is home. You can find this story cross-posted on the Montana Talks website. That's the Montana News Minute. I'm Travis Lee.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Got a message from Mike in Helena. Mike says, it takes a real man to admit you were wrong. Much respect, David. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that so much, Mike. Really, really appreciate the kind message. Folks, if you want to call in, 406-294-0970, 406-294-0970. There was a picture in the committee's the Committee to Unleash Prosperity hotline from yesterday that I wanted to talk about. It says, this project isn't in anyone's backyard. And they've got a picture from the New York Times showing a ConocoPhillips drilling platform on the North Slope in Alaska. And the Biden administration is holding up drilling in this area for environmental reasons. And there's this picture of this oil rig, and then it's just surrounded by vast, vast expanses of just ice and snow. There's literally nothing around. It's literally this picture of this drilling rig just surrounded by just ice and snow as far as the eye can see. And they say, imagine a post stamp on a football field. That's how much land space would be taken up by drilling in Alaska. Why is Biden holding up drilling in places like this? And I was just trying to find the, there was a, I had a full-blown article on this issue. And I was, yeah, here it is. Biden indefinitely blocks millions of acres of land water from future oil drilling. And of course, the Biden administration says this is the most aggressive climate agenda in American history. This was on Sunday. They announced that they're blocking 16 million acres of land and water in Alaska from future fossil fuel drilling. And we're about to see gas prices ramp up, in my opinion. That's, of course, just my speculation. But gas prices are already a dollar higher than they were when Biden took over. And it's just so weird to see Biden will come out and he'll talk about how he's lowered gas prices. It's like Biden came into the office, gas prices went sky high, and then they've come down a little bit, but they're still a lot higher. And Biden says that he's lowered gas prices. So it's absolutely ridiculous. But the Department of Interior is taking action to just completely prevent drilling on the North Slope of Alaska. And this is land that was specifically set aside by Congress for resource development. It's literally just empty expanses of snow and ice. That's all that's up there. And literally these drilling rigs take up, like, you know, less than 1 acre, for example, or maybe it's a half acre, these drilling sites, they're tiny compared to these millions and millions of acres of just snow and ice on the North Slope in Alaska. But Biden will not allow us to drill for oil and gas there. Just taking massive, massive action to cut down and to attack fossil fuels openly, just banning fossil fuels, wanting to ban fossil fuels. Absolutely ridiculous. A bunch of other Montana stories here. I've got a list from a couple of different places about all the different bills that are still making their way through the legislature that actually may get passed. The House at the U.S. level has voted to block Biden's woke ESG rule, and apparently the Senate passed it as well, and it is going to Biden's desk. He's probably going to veto it, but McCarthy signed the first enrolled bill of his speakership, House Joint Resolution 30, which would reinstate the Trump-era Department of Labor rule, which prohibits pension fund managers from pursuing ESG objectives when doing so undermines financial returns. Which, of course, makes sense. I mean, this is money. These are pension funds. These are funds that people paid in for retirement purposes, and they shouldn't be used to push a political agenda. They should be used to get the highest return so that the people that receive the pensions can continue to receive their pensions. That shouldn't be controversial. We shouldn't have to pass bills about it. But with these Democrats in the White House, you've basically got to do it. Another story from California. This is hilarious. They've been trying to build a high-speed rail between Los Angeles to San Francisco for like decades. Literally, like decades, this has been going on. Since 2008, California voters approved $10 billion for this high-speed rail from LA to San Francisco, and now, decades later, it's not actually a high-speed rail from LA to San Francisco. It's a high-speed rail from Bakersfield to Merced. Call it a train to nowhere, according to the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And the price tag has risen from $9 billion to over $35 billion, and it's going to take another decade. The California high-speed rail plan completely failing. And look, I mean, I think high-speed rail is great. I've traveled overseas and gone on high-speed rail in Japan and other places around the world, and it's awesome. It's great. But I don't think it makes sense in the United States of America, where we're a huge, huge country where everybody has vehicles and we need vehicles because of the way our country is set up. Japan's sort of a small country where there's not a lot of space and not everybody has vehicles. So I don't think it makes sense to and especially not with the way that California is doing it. But anyway, open phones 406-294-0970. We'll get into some of these Montana stories here right after this. 406-294-0970. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Sale is going on now at Lysak's Tire Supply. Hankook tires allow you to drive with confidence, no matter what the condition. Hankook Tires is America's leader in the tire industry. Check out their select lines. Ventus S1, Dynapro AT2, and Kinergy 4S2. Hankook Tires knows being safe on these Montana roads starts with a great set of tires. Stop in today and they'll get you on your way at Lysak's Tire Supply at their huge winter blowout sale going on now.
Tire Supply, service centers, here for your car, wherever you are.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the future, everything in Montana will be powered by renewable energy. It will be amazing, but we're not there yet. It's a long road requiring decades of time and trillions of dollars. Thankfully, there's an affordable, low-emission energy source available right now in Montana. It's propane. Propane can power everything from homes and businesses to farms and vehicles. It's energy for today and tomorrow for everyone. Get the facts at propane.com/amazing.
What a game. This crowd wants some defense.
They sure do, Larry. And speaking of defense, how long's it been since your last COVID vaccine? Because you know, if it was before September 2022, your body's defense against the virus may not be what it once was. And it's important to be protected against severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. Maybe time for you to get back in the game with an updated vaccine.
We can do this. Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Another prescription, another surgery, here we go again. But the joint pain is still here.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting a different result. Try something new that can lead you to a better life.
Football champion Emmett Smith's talking about QC Kinetics, all-natural, non-invasive alternatives to surgery and harmful pain medications.
I tried to avoid as many of those things as possible because I did not want to get hooked on pain meds. I didn't want those things to hamper my life.
Patients across the country are saying no to pain meds and discovering QC Kinetics' all-natural, biologic, long-lasting solutions to pain relief. Regenerative treatments that help your body restore damaged tissue and get rid of the pain.
The natural biologics that QC Kinetics is providing you gives your body a chance to naturally heal itself.
End the cycle of pain meds and avoid surgery.
Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. And we've all heard the narrative that cow farts, now cow burps, cause climate change, and folks like to blame ranchers and the meat protein they raise for increases in climate change. Just this week, a peer-reviewed study published in Nature Climate Change is still pointing a finger at food production, claiming that 75% of the study's predicted warming between now and the year 2100 is caused by foods that are high sources of methane. But our network's Rachel Gable says, hold your horses, folks. Let's look at all the factors, not just livestock and rice production.
Ruminant meat, dairy, and rice production are the groups a new study points to as major culprits causing global warming. Using Harvard dietary recommendations, which focus on reduced meat intake to one serving per week, the study found that if these dietary changes were implemented globally, warming due to food consumption could be decreased by 0.19 degrees by the end of the century. The study also found that sustaining current dietary patterns worldwide throughout the remainder of the century could amount to nearly 1 degree of additional warming beyond today's level. UC Davis professor and air quality extension specialist Dr. Frank Mitloner said a single degree increase is significant, but consumer-level food waste is the bigger problem.
Almost half of all the food that's produced globally is going to waste. Why? In developed countries, mainly because we don't eat the perishable food on time. Mainly fruits and vegetables are wasted in very high amounts. So fruits and vegetables are wasted at 60%, 60. Animal source foods are wasted between 10 to 20%. So you can imagine if that food waste were to go down, then that would have a very significant impact on food supply chain total emissions. This is the main contributor to environmental harm from our food system, the food that we don't eat because it's wasted.
Consumer-level food waste, he said, is a problem in nearly all countries, those like America and developing countries as well. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
Dr. Mitloner said enormous portion sizes in restaurants are also a major factor contributing to food waste. We'll be right back.
Gentlemen, this is Cam Redeno coming to you from Gartner Dino Angus Ranch, better known as GDAR. The prefix with nearly 7 decades, raising heavy-muscled, problem-free bulls with the right genetic package to improve your bottom line. On March 23rd, 250 Angus bulls and 250 commercial heifers sell right here at the ranch, Sydney, Montana. 100% guaranteed, plus free delivery. Learn more at gdar-angus.com.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
Returning back here on this Wednesday morning, just a reminder that today, Wednesday, March 15th, 2023, is the deadline for producers to enroll in the agriculture risk coverage and price loss coverage programs through your local Farm Service Agency office. ARC and PLC provide financial protections for farmers from substantial drops in crop prices or revenues. Again, you need to sign up by the end of business today at your local FSA office. Contact your local USDA Service Center for more. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John Tester down in Silicon Valley the day after Silicon Valley Bank bailed out by the Democrat administration. Got that story here, too. Can't stop talking about that. John Tester. Also, John Tester just sent out this tweet, a truly preposterous tweet, talking about the gender pay gap. And of course, you know, it's always funny to see these tweets from Democrats talking about the gender pay gap and the women pay gap when they can't even define a woman. Here's John Tester's tweet from yesterday. John Tester: today marks hashtag equal pay day, meaning women had to work an extra 73 days in 2023 just to make the same amount of money men made last year. We must pass the Paycheck Fairness Act to close this pay gap because equal work deserves equal pay. The whole thing's a myth. If you actually look into the issue and these studies about the gender pay gap, they totally fail to take into account the differences. What they do is they take all men and all women and then compare them and then say, oh, men make more than women. And they never take into account any differences and any differences in choices between people. It's just complete demagoguing by the Democrats. It's this emotional feel-good attack. But John Tester, tweeting out about equal pay day, saying women have to work an extra 73 days just to make the same amount of money men made. Well, my question for you, John Tester, is what do you mean, women? What is a woman? When you tweet out about the gender pay gap, what are you talking about? Do your studies include transgender men and transgender women? Why aren't you tweeting about the pay gap for non-binary people, Tester? You only care about women and their pay gap compared to men? Why aren't you tweeting out about the non-binary pay gap? That would be my question for Tester. Got another message here from Clint in Columbia Falls. Thank you for this, Clint. He says, good morning, David Noble. Noble with the K. He says, yes, we can be happy about the tax returns and tax reform. Noble of you to admit error on Social Security taxes. Noble without the K. Noble of you to admit error. Just an opinion, taxing Social Security is like taxing money you take out of a bank account. Thank you, Clint. Appreciate it. I'm glad that the reaction from the two people that have sent the messages in is the way it is. Thank you guys for that. Open phones, 406-294-0970, whatever you want to talk about. The Montana legislature leading on vaccine freedom issues nationwide. I still am so impressed with the Montana legislature in 2021 and Governor Gianforte in 2021 passing the vaccine freedom laws, prohibiting mandates and discrimination based on vaccination status. Boy, did that turn out to be very, very prescient, forward-looking, and wise. Meanwhile, you've got the mainstream media. Kaiser Health News posted on the Q2 website, Montana considers new wave of legislation to loosen vaccination rules. And then listen to how this starts out. When Deb Horning's youngest daughter was 5, she got her measles, mumps, and rubella shot like many other kindergartners. But unlike many other moms, Horning had to stay away from her daughter for a week after the shot. Horning, 51, was diagnosed in 2014 with acute myeloid leukemia, an aggressive cancer. The five-year survival rate for those older than 20 is 27%. Horning had been through chemo and a stem cell transplant, which severely weakened her immune system. Because the MMR vaccine contains live virus, she couldn't get the vaccine herself and had to temporarily avoid her vaccinated daughter. Now, Horning is worried about Montana legislation that could further compromise her and other immunocompromised people by making it easier for more people to opt out of routine vaccinations. Horning is quoted as saying, if they do allow this, a significant amount of people don't vaccinate their kids, then there could be community spread, and then I'm really in danger, the same as a newborn is in danger. Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, very, very emotional story there that they're pushing, and, you know, you got to, I feel bad for Horning, and I want the best for her, and it's horrible that she's going through those health issues, and I wish her the best. I don't think it's a basis, though, to violate other people's rights. And all Montana is doing, of course, they start out, that's how they start the story. You know, they don't actually explain what these new bills do until way, way later in the story, because they got to get you with that emotional story right up front. And then, of course, it talks about House Bill 702, the first of its kind in its nation, which prohibited discrimination. I mean, that's what's hilarious. HB 702, all it did was prohibited discrimination. But Democrats, they support discrimination. They support discrimination based on vaccination status. They support discrimination based on race. They're openly supporting those issues. Now, there's in the Montana legislature, there are proposals to expand the vaccine exemptions in schools and change the criteria in the workplace and the legal systems. But here's the deal. All they're doing is basically making it so if you have a conscience objection to getting vaccines for your kids, then you shouldn't have to, and you can still send your kids to school. And here's the thing, right? The vast majority of people are still going to get their measles, mumps, and rubella's shot, okay? To allow a little bit of freedom to some people that don't want it is not much to ask in a free country like the United States of America.
It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity during tax season because so much sensitive info is all together.
Before we start the annual meeting of Sean's personal info, has anyone seen Social Security number?
Not me.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, no. He's been stolen.
LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can monitor all transactions, but you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Josh, quote, "After walking around my whole life being a mouth breather, I was excited to try Navage. I read the directions carefully, pressed the button, and oh my gosh, what a sensation. So much mucus, so much crud, but oh sweet, merciful air, I can finally breathe you through my nose. Never have I ever taken such an amazing breath in my life. This is a life changer." Unquote. He's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations, and I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, United Healthcare has something extra for you, Montana. Extra benefits. United Healthcare Dual Complete lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits and get more at no cost to you. Benefits like $0 copay for all covered prescriptions, dental coverage, and more. Don't miss out. Call United Healthcare today at 1-855-UHC-MORE. That's 1-855-UHC-MORE. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan and area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
It's coming, the Montana RV and Boat Show, March 16th through the 19th at the Metro Park Expo Center in Billings. Take advantage of free admission and low show prices from the area's top dealers, all under one roof. Over 150 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers, plus wake and surf boats, pontoons, fishing boats, ATVs, and more with special on-site financing. There's something for everyone in all shapes, sizes, and floor plans, along with tons of vendors, RV and boating accessories, sessions and factory reps on site. If a new RV, boat, or ATV is in your future, this is what you've been waiting for. But remember, this incredible four-day event absolutely ends the 19th. And when it's over, it's over. Get ready for adventure and don't miss out on low show prices at the Montana RV and Boat Show. Sale hours are Thursday from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from 10 to 4 at the Metro Park Expo Center in Billings. See you there.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint live on a Wednesday morning. That's Noble with a K. I'm an attorney here in Billings. Also, you can find me online on every major social media platform, including twitch.tv at LectureFan, LCTRFAN. We're talking about this story about these new vaccine freedom laws that the Montana legislature is putting in place. And, of course, Kaiser Health News here, which has been posted on Q2's website, goes through some horrible stories about how these bills are gonna result in people with health issues being, you know, subjected to unnecessary health risks and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It literally, I mean, you have to read through to like the fourth page to even figure out what these laws are. I mean, you literally get through this, and then of course they quote Lauren Wilson, president of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. And so literally you have to, how many pages? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On the seventh page, this thing prints out to like 8 or 9 pages. You have to get all the way to the seventh page of the story to learn that Senate Bill 450, sponsored by Republican Senator Daniel Emmerich, would require schools, employers, healthcare providers, state agencies, and other agencies to accept without question or malice religious or conscience exemptions pertaining to certain medications, including vaccines. So does that sound unreasonable to you? If somebody has a religious or conscience objection to vaccines, does that sound unreasonable to allow? This is a free country. If you have a religious objection to vaccines, you have that freedom. You should have that freedom. That's all that this legislation is doing is literally just, and not very many people are going to take this. The vast majority of Montanans agree with vaccines like, you know, measles, mumps, and rubella. Now, of course, the COVID-19 shot, that's a completely different thing. That's not what even this is about. But we can go back into that here. Let's go to the phones. We got Buck in Bozeman. Buck, thanks for calling.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, I wanted to kind of go back to the gender wage gap topic. And there's two things there. One is talking about the comparison between, the trans community and how that relates to the gender wage gap and how that partakes in it. And I just want to, like, sweep that right to the side. I don't even really want to give that legitimacy in the, you know, as far as the employer-employee relationship, because I think it's none of anybody's business to start with, and it's only going to be someone's business when you make it their business, right? What you do at home is your business. What you do at work is, you know, relevant to your job. But when it comes to employment, I'm an employer. I have a tremendously difficult time trying to hire people in this environment. But I've learned one very valuable lesson, and that's hire happy people. Because
yeah.
Unhappy people, I mean, you can't train people to be happy. I don't even care what their skill set is, to be honest with you, because I can give them the skills that they need through training, but I can't train them to be happy people.
Yeah, good point.
But the flip side of that coin is that you need the employee to engage in their own happiness, right? Like, they have to want to be happy. And when we start talking about stuff that's not legitimate, that, like, and I'm not saying that there isn't legitimacy to the gender wage gap, because I think there probably is in some vectors. For me personally, I have to hire the best person for the job, and it doesn't matter. I don't care if they're purple, blue, 8 foot tall, 3 foot tall. If they're a happy human and they're good at what they do, I have no choice but to hire them. And it's really honestly like the byproduct of that is produced probably some of the happiest and some of the most productive crews I think we've ever had. And I think it's great. But it's amazing in the construction industry to see the roles starting to shift towards women in the workplace doing physical labor and construction type jobs, whether it's electricians or tile setters or you know, painters and drywallers or whatever it is. And in my experience, they're like, if, and I don't want to really like put them in a, you know, a box, but when I'm interviewing a woman for the job versus interviewing a man for a job, I feel like the man is entitled a lot of times where the woman isn't, right? And so from an employer's standpoint, regardless of gender, I'll take the person who's not entitled over the one who is every time.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And do you have anything else to say, or do you want me to comment?
No, sorry, I'm rambling.
No, I appreciate the call. I really appreciate the call. I mean, actually, it's funny, this gender pay gap issue, it's actually an issue that is one of the first things that I kind of went semi-viral online related to. There's this one time where I was streaming on Twitch, and I was playing a game and streaming on Twitch, and I got into this video game with somebody called Fitz. And Fitz is this extremely popular YouTuber, has millions and millions of YouTube subscribers, and he was kind of trolling, and we were talking while we were playing this game together. And I kind of played along with him because I was also streaming, and so I was just having fun and stuff. And we ended up talking about the gender pay gap in the middle of this game that I was streaming and that he was recording to make a YouTube video. And it was this hilarious kind of conversation, and because we were having this sort of serious discussion about the gender pay gap. And then Fitz posted the video on YouTube, and it ended up getting like millions of views. And then I posted a reaction video because I then watched that Fitz video. You can find it on my YouTube channel right now if you go there and search YouTube for Lecture Fan, LCTRFAN, and find that Fitz reaction. But the whole thing, I mean, at the time I knew that there had been studies out there and analysis is done of the other studies talking about this gender pay gap issue and literally saying that it does not exist when you actually take into account all of the factors. Like, yes, if you just look at all men and all women and then you figure out average pay, yeah, there is going to be a difference. But when you take into account Years of experience, education level, types of jobs that are chosen, number of hours that people choose to work, all these different other factors, then it basically goes away. And frankly, you know, at this point, I think that for example, in the law profession, over 57% of all new law school graduates are women right now. And that's unusual. I mean, it used to be that basically everybody graduating from law school was a male. But it's gotten to the point now where more than 57% of all law school graduates are females. And it's the same at the college level. Most college graduates are female as well. And in the law profession, there is no gender pay gap, period. Law firms pay their first year associates the exact same, whether they're a man or a woman. This is true for big law firms on the East Coast and West Coast, and this is true for most law firms in Montana as well. And you know, because you're a brand new lawyer, you just graduated from law school. You know, most law firms recognize that you're going to be the same as any other first year lawyer. So, you know, in my experience, in my industry, it doesn't exist. It's obvious it doesn't exist. It clearly doesn't exist. And there's more women now becoming lawyers than there are men. But the gender pay gap really is one of these sort of false narratives that the Democrats put out to try to push their agenda, to try to pull at the heartstrings. And so John Tester, you know, sending that tweet out, it's just classic Tester, you know, putting out false information to try to make himself look like a good guy. But no, that caller, thanks again for that call. I think you're absolutely right about happy employees are who you want, and you don't care what gender they are, and et cetera, et cetera. That's a great point. Fully agree with that. There's no question, and this happiness issue and depression issue. I had saw there was something, I can't seem to find it right now, but there was some story recently about somebody, or there was a news story about a new study or something about depression, and then of course you got John Fetterman that's got depression and is hospitalized because of it. But there's been some recent studies and news about the depression issue and what really causes it and what's really going on there. Of course, I think it's a choice. And I get a lot of joy from my religion, but that's just me. David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Moody's, by the way, in a really harsh blow to a reeling industry, Moody's Investor Services has now cut its view on the entire banking system to negative from being stable. The firm said that they're making the move in light of the bank failures that prompted regulators to step in on Sunday with a dramatic rescue plan for depositors and other institutions impacted by the crisis. We have changed to negative from our stable outlook on the U.S. banking system to reflect the rapid deterioration in the operating environment following deposit runs at Silicon Valley Bank, Silvergate Bank, Signature Bank, and the failures of SVB and SNY, according to Moody's report. You can't blame Moody's for being honest.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, cheers to our friends at Blinds.com, celebrating over a quarter of a century of best-dressed windows, and now they're giving you up to 50% off. Show your home some love during Blinds.com's anniversary sale. Shop everything from shutters and curtains to motorized outdoor solar shades. Let Blinds.com handle the installation. Just check installation when you check out. Right now, shop at Blinds.com for their anniversary savings up to 50% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-0433 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-279-0433. That's 800-279-0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
Here's a bulletin from the Stress News Network. The CEO of Stress Incorporated has announced Stress will indeed not be taking any time off this new year. They will continue to produce Stress 24/7. So there it is, a little dramatic maybe, but nonetheless reinforcing the fact that Stress never leaves, which is why you should be installing a new spa today from Thompson Pools. A spa is a backyard oasis, a place where stress is just not allowed past the velvet rope. You settle into soothing, massaging waters that relax, refresh, and revitalize. And Thompson Pools is the perfect choice, not only for their selection and expert care, but because they're the source for complete installation, repair, and service. They also stock all related chemical products and have a comprehensive inventory of parts. There are so many ways Thompson makes life sweeter. So start at ThompsonPools.com. ThompsonPools.com. Remember, if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth a dip. Thompson Pools.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana-owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. Open phone lines 406-294-0970. Trying to get through some of these bills that the Montana legislature is going through. Of course, there's a big attack piece against vaccine freedom laws by Kaiser Health News. It's been posted by Q2 talking about Senate Bill 450, which Senate Bill 450 does, sponsored by Republican Senator Daniel Emmerich, all it does is require schools, employers, and healthcare providers and the state to accept without question or malice religious or conscious exemptions pertaining to certain medications, including vaccines. I mean, is that unreasonable? So what, Democrats want entities in the state and employers and schools and healthcare providers to be able to reject with malice religious and conscience exemptions to vaccines and other medications? I mean, think about what, if you're opposed, as clearly the media is, as clearly Kaiser Health News and Q2 are, they're clearly opposed to this. They spend seven pages doing these emotional appeals, talking about how the Republicans are horrible and all these people are going to die from. And then finally, seven or eight pages into the story, finally we figure out SB 450 simply requires entities to accept religious and conscience exemptions. And they're acting like this is the end of the world. Oh my goodness, this is the end of the world. We can't allow religious exemptions for vaccine laws. It's honestly absurd. It says religious or conscience exemptions could be used for any of the immunizations required in the Montana code. Varicella, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, polymyelitis, rubella, mumps, measles, and on and on and on. SB 450 would remove the requirement that an exemption be given on a notarized affidavit and allows a signed letter or statement is sufficient. So, again, just simple stuff here. Preserving parental rights, preserving religious rights, preserving the right to choose what goes into one's body, providing a justification to refuse vaccinations if someone is not particularly religious, which is where the conscience piece comes in. And there's a bunch of opponents, including the media. There's a group out there called Montana Families for Vaccines. Anybody heard of that? Anybody heard of Montana Families for Vaccines? If they're opposed to this, maybe they shouldn't be. Maybe they shouldn't be called the Montana Families for Vaccines, but rather the Montana Families for Mandatory Vaccines. Because I'm for vaccines. I'm for the mumps and rubella or whatever. Now I'm not necessarily in favor of all of them, and I think they need to be looked at individually, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, the MMR vaccine, which every little kid gets, as far as I'm aware, I haven't really seen any major reasons to be opposed to that. But we're not talking about that even. That's not even the issue. The issue is whether people that have conscience and religious objections to this should be allowed to exercise their religious rights and to refuse these things. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about whether vaccines are good or bad. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is religious and conscience exemptions, and apparently they're opposed to it, including the Montana Medical Association and the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and on and on and on, all of these groups and associations. But it really is pretty wild for them to make this about, you know, whether you're in favor of vaccines. That's not what this is about. This is about exemptions. Okay, and there's other bills in the legislature right now regarding these issues talked about in this story as well. We'll discuss. Open phones 406-294-0970. We'll be right back.